We're back here with Yohai, and we've taken a look at the sensor library, and also the taskbar and libraries library, and now we're going to take a look at the multi-touch library. So, thanks for coming by, Yohai.
Sure. So I got your HP TouchMark TX2,
okay,
which is basically a tablet laptop, as you can see.
Very nice.
And there is a, with Windows 7, there is a driver for that,
uh-huh,
that you can actually take and handle multi-touch.
Okay. And multi-touch, that's more than one point, right?
Right. So, I mean, if you want to do a brief, very, very short overview of multi-touch,
sure,
so you can, like, I can do, like, very simple panning, uh-huh, with a very simple gesture of, you know, panning, and you can see that as...
Oh, nice.
Exactly. So you can see the effect that, hey, you're at the end of the pen, you don't need to pan anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I can highlight code,
uh-huh,
and I can even do a like right click if
I
want.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So all this is baked into the Windows 7 as far as multi-touch.
Uh-huh.
We have great multi-touch cover in the Windows 7 specific videos that we have with the team members, so we can dive really deep into the API and explain everything.
Okay.
And as all the interfaces with Windows 7, multi-touch is a native interface.
Yes.
So here we are again. Coming up and showing a WPF example,
okay,
which is clearly a manage code,
yes,
example. And we're going to show, for this example, show basic gestures. So the,
okay,
basic gestures you can get are gestures are like what we call the better option.
Uh-huh.
So we have the good, better, and best.
Okay.
So good is not doing, you know, basically anything in Windows that care for you.
Okay.
The better is like supporting, you know, basic gestures. Like, for example, I can zoom.
Okay.
I can rotate, right?
Okay.
I can pan.
And now Windows 7 is telling your application that this gesture happened. That's what you're saying.
So with gesture is that Windows 7 take, actually diagnose all the inputs and come to the conclusion that a certain gesture happened, like, you know, like tap, for example. Tap.
Okay.
If you change the effect to blur, right? Or panning.
Okay.
And it tells you, hey, a panning started, you know, a gesture begin, here is, you know, you get certain events you can handle, like where did it begin, where did I touch, how many fingers, where is the center point,
mm-hmm,
where did it begin, where did it end, and et cetera.
Okay.
So this is the basic. So gesture you can do a lot. I mean, here you can see we can move an image whenever we want on the screen,
mm-hmm,
right? We can, you know, we can zoom in,
right,
we can rotate. You can do a lot of it,
mm-hmm,
but you cannot combine gesture. So I cannot zoom, for example, and rotate at the same time.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Where, if we'll go to a more advanced demo, we can see that with the manipulation, if we run that demo.
So this is the best option.
This is the best option,
okay,
right? So we have an image, and again, I can pan it. I mean, very simple, right? I can zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I can rotate, basically. But here you can see that I can combine. So I can zoom and rotate at the same,
right,
time.
Right, okay.
Right?
Because your application is handling the input.
Exactly.
And evaluating the points.
Right.
Okay.
So
that's great.
If we take a quick look at the code, actually.
Okay.
So because it's WPF, it's such a powerful framework.
Yes. I've heard of that.
Right. When you have the types and you can bind stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the XAML is very simple, right? So we have our image. And we do a render transform on that. So we set some basic parameters like scaling and rotate and translate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the manipulation want to impose,
sure,
on the picture, right? And at the back end, what we do is basically taking and handling stylus event.
Mm-hmm.
In WPF 3.5, we don't have multi-touch event, we have multi-stylus event.
Yeah.
But basically, it's the same thing. So if I touch, we convert the touch into stylus event,
mm-hmm,
just to try and message. Everything else is, you know, not under cover. So we have the process down up, so we can actually, you know, get the information. Once we get it, we, you know, fit it into the manipulation process, which is part of the Windows 7 APIs.
Okay. So this is the link. This is the wrapper for.
Right. So we wrap the manipulation process, which,
okay,
is actually, think of it as a, is accept a bunch of inputs, and you can configure it in a certain way so it, you know, do the stuff, translate for you.
Okay.
So you can get a matrix. And you can then impose that, and Basically, you can get to translate and change the x, y, angle, and scale of the transformation, that the random transform that we have on the WPF, on the image.
Great.
And the fact is, as we've seen, is very cool. So you can do stuff like that.
Great, yeah, and you're manipulating all the transforms right there.
Right.
Awesome.
So to actually see that it's really multi-touch, and you can do more than two fingers, I have a special
example
over here, and here I will need your help.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I can take one finger and do the scratch, and I can add another finger.
And I can draw at the same time
do a lot of other stuff in it.
I'm gonna draw the Channel 9 guy right there.
Oh yeah.
Looks like a very punk rock version.
Right.
In the block.
Yeah, I'm not much of a painter, but as you see, these are multi-finger touch at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Right. So you can actually get these wrappers today if you go to the Windows 7 developer page, and on that page we have the multi-touch resource page.
Okay.
And you have here a hands-on lab and all the information you need to go on the native, as well as for managed developers.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks for showing us all of the wrappers.
Sure.
And thanks for all your hard work.
Yeah, it's me, and there's a lot of teams. There's a big team behind it that supports that. A lot of people.
Very good.
I've went into that. Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming by.
Sure. Thank you. All right. Okay.